When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A new documentary pays tribute to a dazzling array of singers and musicians from roughly the same era as that covered by Respect. The surprising and slightly shocking thing is nobody seemed to know it happened, even though the Harlem Cultural Festival of 1969 was filmed in its entirety.
Welcome to the Harlem Cultural Festival.
'69 was an extraordinary year, in many ways just as remarkable as the rather more publicised events of the year before. 1968 was a year of political unrest, assassinations, riots, the escalating war in Vietnam, and the election of President Richard Nixon.
Gladys Knight!
Now, when I stepped on stage, I was totally, totally taken aback because I didn't expect a crowd like that.
And the Pips!
'69 was the year of the moon landing, the culmination of youth culture at Woodstock and its premature demise with the Manson murders. But in Harlem, New York, these issues were less important than the rise of black consciousness. And in many ways, the artists on display in this documentary, called Summer of Soul, eclipsed many of those at the hippie festival at Woodstock.
And you knew it was something bigger.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fifth Dimension!
The Fifth Dimension, B.B. King, the Staples Singers featuring a young Mavis Staples, the even younger Stevie Wonder, who just the year before was still being billed as Little Stevie, the hard-driving Chambers Brothers.
Six weekends of major artists.
The Panthers were the security and kids were sitting up on the trees.
And all this brilliant music was being covered by a local TV station, and I have to say, often covered rather better than the high-powered film crews shooting the Woodstock movie. For one thing, all the events at Harlem took place in daylight. You can see everything.
I was nervous. I didn't expect a crowd like that. Something very important was happening. It wasn't just about the music.
1969 was a change of era in the black community.
You can not only see the artists. Did I mention gospel diva Mahalia Jackson, jazz greats like Hugh Masekela and Mongo Santa Maria, and the divine Gladys Knight and the Pips, but also the audience, entirely black and about to make some big changes.
We are a new people. We are a beautiful people.
That concert took my life from black and white into color.
We wanted progress. We are black people and we should be proud of this.
The music may have been the big attraction then and now, but it was only part of what was going on in 1969. Suddenly, black America was no longer interested in being treated like well-behaved Negroes waiting to be given civil rights or troublemakers when things went badly. Singer Nina Simone spoke for everyone at this festival.
Are you ready, black people?
Are you ready?
Are you really ready? Voices, the beautiful black feeling, the beautiful black waves moving in beautiful air. Are you ready, black people? Are you ready?
So why has it taken over 50 years for this extraordinary footage to reach the screen? When musician and director of Summer of Soul, Amir Questlove Thompson, was handed the original videotapes, he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
50,000 beautiful people here in Mount Morris Park.
I gotta admit, I'd never heard of the Harlem Cultural Festival. My producers, Robert Fivelin, Joseph Patel, and David Dennerstein, they showed me that footage. This was real.
In the end, these recordings barely got a screening from the TV station who'd commissioned them. They became almost an urban legend, even among the people who'd been there. Did it really happen? Or was it just a dream?
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
It's significant that the standout act at the Harlem Cultural Festival was also one of the major highlights at the subsequent mostly white Woodstock Festival a month later. When Sly and the Family Stone took the stage, pretty much everything changed.
We're going to try to sing a song together. Don't wait for your neighbor, because your neighbor might be waiting for you.
Some of the Family Stone were black, some were white, two of the musicians were women, but above all they brought the funk like no one before and very few since. But one thing that made very little impact on Harlem was the famous moon landing, which happened in the middle of one of the concerts. Director Questlove was shocked to hear some booing when it was announced. The phrase people used, Whitey's on the moon, summed up the feeling. They could spend all that money going into outer space, but they couldn't spend anything on poverty in the community. For Harlem, the cultural festival was rather more significant, and it was free.
We believed in what we felt in here. So when we went out, let's go. Let's go do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.